Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are joined in studio live. This song can only mean one thing. It has to be a Memphis Tiger great. And we got one of them right here. Will Coleman is joining us today. Will, how's it going?
It's going. How you doing?
It's going. It's going well. It's hot outside today.
It's really hot.
It's like the epitome of hot. Memphis
heat. The heat index today is like 110 or something crazy.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Do you ever play basketball outside this time of year?
Never. I'd never play basketball outside at all.
I would try to stay
at all?
Inside.
At all.
At all, ever.
It's bad on the shins, the knees, all that. Mm-hmm.
Smart. Very smart. No one needs that mm-hmm. concrete fall. Doesn't do good things. Well, Will Coleman is the GM of the Bluff City basketball team competing in this year's TBT, the basketball tournament, single elimination, 5-on-5 summer tournament that starts July 19th. And Memphis gets to host here at El Marrone Fieldhouse. 64 former NBA players are in this. $2 million prize on the line. 64 teams total. 8 regional winners will advance to championship week in Chicago. That championship game is August 6th. Second year playing in the TBT. You personally averaged a team-high 19 points last year, 5 rebounds. Memphis made it to the second round before losing to Team DRC. So you're back for year two.
Yes.
What are you guys going to do this year?
Well, the person that put us out last year is now playing with us. So
okay, that is a good
beat him, join him. Smart idea there.
So,
who was that?
It's Darius Washington.
Darius Washington's on team now.
Yeah. I'm really excited about that.
D-Wash.
So if they beat you, force them to join you.
Yeah.
It's a new lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's a good start.
Exactly. Come play with us, please.
I mean, ESPN, they've ranked every team, and they gave you guys a 2 seed. So, like, the expectations are pretty high.
Yeah, and I like it. I mean, ESPN knows what's up, but it's like – and I say that because everybody else thinks there's a lot of people that think, I mean, which is it makes sense, but the South, people associate the South with football.
Yeah.
They forget there's a lot of basketball in the South.
Especially Memphis.
Yeah.
They forget Memphis is a basketball place.
They do. Right? And like all these people that are making brackets and all these people that are doing whatever with these brackets, they got us losing in the second round. A lot of people have us losing in the second round, like Arkansas.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? What do you think is the biggest difference between this year's team and last year's team?
Maturity. I think I have a group of guys who are willing to buy in and listen to everybody that chose to be the coach or chose to be coaches and just play the game and just have fun with it because there can be a lot of guys who deviate from game plans and who don't listen and who just, you know, want to do their own thing when it's really if you have some structure and some order, I mean, a lot of great things can happen. So I think I got the right guys to really come in and listen and play together.
Some of those guys, some Memphis alums that people would be familiar with, you, Earl Barron, Chris Crawford, Jeremy Hunt, Sean Taggart, Adonis Thomas, Darius Washington, like you mentioned. Of all those guys, who still has the most sauce?
Y'all set me up. No, it's all good.
Other than yourself.
No, it's all good.
And just make all your other players better because they want to save them next time.
I'll say just because I've played with him the most, I'd definitely go with Chris Crawford.
Okay. Yeah.
One is because Chris Crawford loves to pass. He can score, but he loves to pass the ball. And it's always nice for a big man who gets the ball from his guards. So – I mean, Chris Crawford is the epitome of rewarding the big fella. You know what I mean? Yeah. Whether it may be running the floor, setting a good screen. I've gotten smacked in the face with the ball. I've gotten hit all kinds of ways with the ball when Chris throws it because he's just – Chris hates it, but I pick at him all the time. But Chris was supposed to be an NBA point guard, but he's lazy. I tell him he's lazy all the time. I don't care. But, I mean, Chris
– You say he's the best and he's lazy. See, you've evened it out.
Yeah.
Now, you know.
Trying to motivate him.
Yeah. And now, like, Chris plays with he plays with a chip on his shoulder now, but Chris was supposed to be an NBA point guard.
So with this, the basketball tournament. And we're talking with Will Coleman, who is the GM of Bluff City Basketball, competing in this year's the basketball tournament. How much practice and preparation goes into this thing?
I think it's real situational. You got some alumni teams who literally come, you know, who are spread all across the nation doing things, or who's moved on, or who's got jobs somewhere, or who's just whatever. But like, I think the good thing about Memphis is, and it's something about this city. Every Memphis alumni usually ends up staying in Memphis. Oh. So like, our whole team is basically here in Memphis. Everybody's here, and we play together all the time, whether it may be through leagues or like private runs when gyms are open. We play together all the time. So it's not like we necessarily have to find a chemistry.
Right.
And this type of tournament, yeah, you don't need a hand. You don't need like a book full of plays, four or five plays. But at the end of the day, it's all about defense. Because, I mean, with this tournament or NBA basketball or whatever, you have a couple sets. But a lot of them come from motion offense because you're dealing with so much athleticism on the floor. So it's not like we have to go through a whole horn series or a whole low post series or a whole, you know, down screen diamond offense or whatever. You know, one, you know, maybe a set or two from those setups. But, like, I mean, four or five plays from motion and, you know, a baseline out of bounds, sideline out of bounds, you don't need much. You just need to play together and play defense.
So when you say, I mean, you can call up pretty much anyone and yeah. play. Do you have a go-to? Do you have like a go-to crew? Not just with the people playing on this team, maybe, but who are your go-to people that you're going out and playing with usually?
Yeah, Jeremy Hunt, Chris Crawford, Adonis Thomas.
All these guys around town. Will,
yeah.
I mean,
everybody's
Chris,
in town.
Chris got a, he was doing something overseas too.
Yeah,
a lot of these
just
guys
got
are
back
overseas.
From Lebanon.
Okay,
Adonis
yeah.
is currently with the Raptors summer league. Yeah. He's playing his butt off. Congrats to Adonis, man.
So all these guys can go from summer league and then play with you.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
It's like his tune up is summer league.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Unless something drastic happens and
right, they get a
deal. I know there's
or something.
Another summer league in, I think was it has it happened already in Utah?
Utah's happened, now they're in Vegas.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Just making sure. Unless. Toronto's like, hey, we want to run our team.
Right.
Kawhi left.
In which
we need
happen.
A guard.
Like, hey,
you know,
it
you know
happen.
It can happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
It can happen. But unless something like that happens, AD will come right back in town and we'll get together and we'll play. Or, you know, get some tune up, get some talk, walk through some things, talk through some things. And hopefully we can, you know, pack the field house out.
Absolutely. And I know you guys are focused on one game at a time, obviously.
A time.
And getting through, you were eliminated in the second round last year. But some teams to beat. Like, especially overseas elite, five-time defending champions of the basketball tournament.
They, look, I'm not throwing no shade.
Okay, you can throw a little. How about a little shade?
All right, like, I'm not throwing no shade. But they were definitely supposed to lose last year.
Wow. Okay, so they snuck
they,
out.
A controversial call that went down with some stuff going on with a team. I think it was Louisiana United.
Yeah.
Was supposed
they're
to,
in your
yeah,
region.
They're in our region.
They're in this
yeah,
Memphis
okay.
region.
Yeah. They're led by two-time tournament MVP DJ Kennedy,
yeah.
who played two NBA games for Cleveland and spent about 3 months with the Grizzlies once yeah. upon
wow.
a time back
yeah.
in 2012.
Wasn't Chris playing in the G League or the D League affiliate for Memphis? I think he was in Iowa for a little bit. Crawford.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. He was.
Yeah.
He was.
A lot of NBA guys.
I mean, the experience that just, this is legit
yeah.
basketball, and these are legit players.
It is.
Coming together. How do you define like the level of competition that you saw last year and what you expect to see this year?
I mean, you could make a couple NBA rosters out of the teams that are here in this tournament. You got Chris Paul has put a team together. Mm-hmm. DeMarcus Cousins has put a team together.
Yeah, he has that loyalty of love.
I don't know
team.
If you all know who Kyle Hines is. Mm. Kyle Hines has a team over in, I think it's the Greensboro Regional.
Right.
I mean, you got some big time talent in this thing, so you could 100% make an NBA roster out of a couple teams in the TBT.
What did you think of this 3-on-3 thing? That was, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Jessica.
No, but the big three,
the 3-on, because now these offshoot tournaments that are sort of forming in the off season, because the appetite for basketball is huge.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny because everyone always talks about how the appetite for football is huge, and yet things like
this
AAF.
Several of these
couldn't exist
tournaments.
And whatever, but with basketball, it's like they're doing it the right way. They're doing it in this way that
the
keeps people excited.
It.
It's summer,
yeah.
So people are looking for things to watch. And I agree with you. The format is everything here.
I will say, and of course I'm biased, but you don't even have to be biased if you just look at the statistics. Basketball is the only sport that has become 24/7, 365. Yeah. You know, you have off season.
Yeah, you got the year round stuff with the free agency and the draft.
I mean, it's something going on. When NBA is over, you got summer league. Mm-hmm. Summer league's not here. You got the TBT now, and they started to bridge that gap. You don't have the TBT. You got Ice Cube with the Big Three. Like, I mean, it doesn't stop.
There's always
ever.
Something.
Yeah, it doesn't stop.
We're gonna give away some tickets to this thing too.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are going to be giving away 4 tickets, right, Brian?
Yeah, I've got 4 of them, and this is for the events at July 19th through the 21st. The website, by the way, is thetournament.com and then /tickets. So, like, here in about 8 minutes before we get on our special guest, we'll give them away.
And it's really big that fans show up because each of the regional champions earn 25% of the region's ticket sales.
Yeah.
So we want people out at Elmer Road.
There should be a lot of Memphis Tigers fans out there.
I'm a little butthurt.
Okay.
What's going on?
I can't say, but there's a team in this tournament who's, like, legit has secured the bag. I think their ticket sales have, like—
Their ticket sales are beating, like, what Memphis has really done?
Does Memphis have a chance?
I'm talking about it's, like— It may be somewhere around 50 grand.
No way.
No, 1,000%.
Woo!
Are they buying them
just
themselves?
Just sponsors and, like, people pumping into this program and people, like—
How?
I mean, it's legit. So, I mean, 25% of 50 grand, I mean, that's a nice
little
check.
It's pretty easy to have a hefty bonus.
Between 9 people.
Yeah. I mean,
that's a lot of dough.
So
that's
a lot. Speaking of the dough of this tournament, the $2 million payout for the winners, I'm curious— How is it split between who earns what on the team? Because it's on the rosters. Like, it says what you guys make.
We just decide. So the coaches have already told us, the guys that I have coaching has already told us, we don't want anything. We're just here for the experience, to have a little fun, do a little more coaching. So the $2 million will go amongst, you know, who's playing. And the great thing about it is every time someone brings up money or every time something goes down, it's like you got— You know, Jeremy Hunt or somebody else in the group is like, we talking about the wrong thing. We need to be worried about what's happening Friday night at 8 p.m. because I think that's when we play. And, you know, just that right there tells me, you know, I got some guys who really want to come and play. Yeah, $2 million's nice, but at the end of the day, I think with Memphis, we've kind of lost somewhat of an identity because of everything that's been going on with the Grizz and the Tigers. And I think it's more so pride for anything. Before anything else with us playing and trying to get at least get out the region.
We are talking with Will Coleman, GM of the Bluff City basketball team, competing in this year's The Basketball Tournament going down at Elmer Roan Fieldhouse starting on this Friday. You talk about finding an identity and someone who's certainly helping the Memphis Tigers get their groove back, Penny Hardaway. When you watch everything that's happening, I mean, has it exceeded your expectations? Is it still crazy to you that this has flipped the switch so fast?
No, it's here. It's real. Yeah. It hadn't. You know, I mean, you're used to it, especially as a player and people that's been here way back since when. I mean, when Cal was here winning. Yeah. I know that's still a Band-Aid that some people.
I don't know, but he led you guys to some big things.
Well, I almost feel like Penny being here now. And I'm an outsider from Memphis, but perhaps it's kind of helped that Cal Band-Aid because now you finally have achieved this new era that they've been searching for since
circle.
Cal left, and now you can kind of, you know, peacefully put it in the past and be happy about everything that happened then, but now you're excited again about what's going on now.
And I'm excited, and I kind of want to let everybody know as a player, like, and people do it all the time, but it's like people— Please be patient. Like, please.
Can you say it one more time?
They need to be patient because we have a group. We have a team full of freshmen. They need to understand we're going to lose games that we should probably win. Mm-hmm. It's normal. 100% normal. You literally have a group of kids, all 5-star, 4-star athletes who come from programs of taking 30 shots a game.
Right.
To maybe now coming in taking 5 shots a game, depending on what Penny has drawn up. Mm-hmm. We're going to lose games. we're going to lose games.
Does this sound familiar to when you over here?
Yeah.
And like one more time for the people in the back.
We're going to lose games. It's like people, throw Penny to the Wolves. Yeah. You suck. And as soon as we lose the first game, it's like, first off, those aren't real basketball fans. Those aren't real fans. But I just need people to be patient. And also, I don't know who the hell it is, but whoever's running the Memphis basketball Instagram account needs a pay raise.
We had him on.
Right now.
And we've talked about it. Yeah. He's so good.
He's crushing it.
He is. Yeah. And it's just content.
I really wish that when y'all were doing your workouts and when doing those Cal practices that we would have had Instagram.
It wouldn't have been allowed to go on Instagram.
It would have been that explicit HBO version.
How does that work? I mean, when you look at like how much stuff goes on social media now for these kids, would you have wanted that? I mean, some of it's like cool and flashy, but some of it, I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah, some of it can be a lot. And some of it, social media 100% has ruined society.
Wow.
Preach.
It has.
I think there's a lot to that.
And
I agree.
Now, to this capacity with the program and stuff like that, it's great.
It helps it.
It helps.
It builds more.
It's marketing. It's like what you do with your fitness stuff and your consulting and your business.
It helps.
And your work, right.
It helps. But, I mean, it has an on and off switch, you know?
Right.
It has an on and off switch. So, but this guy, whoever he is,
great.
He keeps it on and he keeps his foot on the gas. And it's great. And I think people love it. And people excite, you know, you got guys like Les, you got guys like, I mean, shoot, you got Wiseman. I mean, it's just you got
James,
Penny.
James Boogie is always on there, DJ.
Everybody. They love it.
Everyone's featured, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they do a really good job
everybody
of keeping everybody.
From the doggone water boy to the strength coach to the coach. They do a good job.
Yeah, I don't know. Water boy from Memphis basketball at this point might be like the swaggiest water boy job in the country.
You get the gear. You hang out with the guys.
That's half the battle.
His name is Derek. Derek was in studio with us. He's on our Instagram account for 92.9 ESPN. We're on Instagram, by the way. So if you go back to June 28th,
nice plug.
Jason and John, because I think John's pretty tight with him. He went to UNLV of all places. And I think he was on Miller's staff because Mike Miller's brother was on staff at UNLV. Okay, before he went to TCU, I guess. And so I think they had a connection to him. Mike and Penny brought him to Memphis. His name's Derek, and I think he's in the coaching world. But if you think about it, if you get the gig as the social media guru for the Tigers, that's a hell of a gig right now. Because, and he said it, he was like, it's not that hard. Turn the phone on and get the stuff and start putting it on there.
Yeah.
It's funny when you actually do work on Instagram. I'm not picking on social media people, but if you do it right, it ain't that hard. Just put the camera phone on the five-star prospect running up the cliff on the bluff and put that on Instagram, and people will just like, look at James Wiseman running up the bluff.
Well, and you talk about how, you know, social media has ruined society, but it is so important, especially for these kids. And, like, clicks and likes and shares, so much of their value goes into that. So if you see that at Memphis, like, you can get that.
Yeah.
That's an additional extra recruiting factor.
Mm-hmm.
That's
for sure.
Yeah.
When you look at this roster that Penny has created for next year, I mean, what was your first reaction between all that talent?
It's like, wow. Yeah. It's like wow. Man, so many questions go into it. It's like, man, regardless I don't care if people are coming here because it's just Penny or like, I don't care what it is, but Penny and Mike has not been afraid to let anybody know they have been recruiting like nobody's business. I mean, every other Penny has, I mean, he has his Instagram and whoever run it or whatever, but Penny is constantly, even in that recruiting season, you would look up, he on a bus, he on a plane, he in a gym. Like, I mean, it was ridiculous, and he's definitely put in the work to get this class, and it shows. I mean, I think the biggest, obviously a lot of people, all the real basketball fans, they know there was a relationship with Wiseman through Team Penny and all this. He has some relationships with people, but the fact that he was able to get Boogie to come over here.
Oh, man.
It was like.
That was huge.
Huge.
Like, you're a dog.
I mean, people talk about the ability to do this in back-to-back years with the recruiting part, and obviously so much plays into what they end up doing on the court, but he got Boogie.
Yeah,
like, I thought that's now something that's been done. And even, I mean, DJ with
DJ
Kentucky, too.
DJ decommitting from Kentucky was, that's a nice piece there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Did you think that DJ would decommit and come on?
I had no idea. You never know with any of this recruit, just basketball, period. And I know we were talking about NBA and all this other stuff, but like stuff like that happens. I relate, the same exact thing just happened with Paul George.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like everybody was waiting on Kawhi and all this other stuff, and then everybody wakes up and it's like PG to the Clippers. And it's like
they're basically now recruiting like college in the NBA.
I haven't even talked to any of these guys, but I can guarantee you all of these guys were on Instagram in a group message.
They had a group chat. They've talked about it.
We about to, let's team up, man. We about to make this happen. it happens. It happens. College kids still have control over what happens with them and where they go. Unlike the NBA, if a player wants to go somewhere, they're a terrible person. But if a team gets rid of you, it's business.
Interesting.
And it sucks. But college still has 100% control, or the players do.
Sure.
You know, who's to say James Wiseman, you know, didn't decide to go to Rhodes because five of his buddies, let's go rule the
NBA.
Can
you imagine?
You know what I'm saying?
That would be unicorn season at
Rhodes.
It's
just, they don't give out scholarships, but I guarantee you,
could happen.
They would find a full ride for every single one of those guys if they wanted to come and just win four NAIA championships in a row.
Here you go, Lynx.
That'd be incredible.
That would be.
Yeah, I can even imagine.
That, now, you talk about an outlier, man.
Yeah,
I mean, shoot.
Dark horse in the tournament.
But they just, whatever they want when they want with this recruiting stuff, and I think it's great.
We are joined by former Memphis Tiger Will Coleman, who's the GM of the Bluff City basketball team competing in the basketball tournament. We are going to give away some tickets now to this thing, and you can
just call 535-3776.
I've never done a giveaway before.
This is the first giveaway experiment.
Yeah.
So, if y'all want to just call in 535-3776. We'll take caller three.
Three.
Will be the winner.
You didn't even know. That's my lucky number.
Is it really?
Yeah, so way to go.
Very nice.
Yeah, there we go. All right, we're going to keep...
Will hit the ding button.
Hit the ding button.
The personal ding. We're going to keep Will Coleman here in studio. When we come back, we have a special guest caller. That's coming up next, 92.9 FM ESPN.
What do you think about the Chandler Parsons trade?
Man, this is a sad day for Memphis, man.
Man, get out of here.
You hear me? We lose all the white hopes in Memphis, man. Chandler Parsons brought the lovely women to the game. Did you see them sitting in the front? This is a sad day. He's the most attractive man in Memphis. We're losing that. This is a sad day for Memphis.
Joe, this is good because they might fall down to you now that Chandler's gone.
No, I got a big belly.
It's the Jason and John Show. Weekdays, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9.
The Wing Guru, they're over at 5699 Mount Moriah or 7199 Stage Road. Doesn't matter which location you go to, you're going to get the same great wings, party hole, boneless, however you like them, from Billy Richmond, the former Tigers basketball player. Best wings in town, and Johnny's got the best dang premium flavors.
Yep, he absolutely does. I like to mix it up, right? I like to mix it up from time to time. I can go with boneless, I can go with party, I can go boneless and party.
There you go.
Sometimes when I'm feeling frisky, that's what I'll do. They got those premium flavors that you talked about. They got Honey Suicide, Garlic Sriracha, which has sort of become my favorite, Nashville Hot.
Don't hate on the Nashville Hot.
They got 901. They got all kinds of different flavors out at the Wing Guru, and they happen to be the best in Memphis.
They're the best chicken in town, so go to Memphis Most over at the Commercial Appeal. You can vote till Sunday. It's the best wings in town, so give Billy Richmond a vote.
They deserve the recognition.
They absolutely deserve the recognition. He's blowing up for reasons because the chicken's good. Hopefully he's a Memphis Most winner this year. When you see Billy Richmond, you tell him that Jason and John sent you.
Before your future Heisman takes the football field, make sure they're protected with properly fitted equipment and apparel from All American Sporting Goods. This is the only place in Memphis offering this service for your football player. Proper fit is important for protection and good play on the field, and only All American takes the time to make sure your athlete has a personal helmet fitting, the correct size shoulder pads for his frame, pants that fit, the hottest cleats, accessories, and more.
So plan on trying on what you purchase. They'll teach your athlete how to wear it and take care of it.
All American Sporting Goods offers all the top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Schutt, Douglas, Wilson, and Rawlings. Get all these top brands at the team price. Shop local with the experts who've been fitting peewees to pros for over 50 years. All American Sporting Goods.
Located on Summer Avenue. Visit them on Facebook, allamericaninc.com, or call them at 324-3783 for more information. Protection comes with a proper fit at All American Sporting Goods.
short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses, and it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations in Tennessee or visit from your computer or smartphone at acecashexpress.com. Loans at Ace are backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money borrowed within 72 hours and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loan should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express, earning your trust since 1968.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Come for that special night or just a great evening out with friends. Featuring our signature shrimp and grits and other fresh seafood from the Gulf. We also offer sustainable beef, pork, and lamb entrees. Top off your evening with warm bread pudding and praline sauce. Make your reservations now at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
Tired of opening your closet and never finding what you want to wear? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what you love and delivers the best clothes for you right to your door. With Stitch Fix, you'll get to discover new styles, new brands, and new looks to fit your unique shape and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for women, men, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Landers Auto Sales. Hey, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, that is exactly where you need to go because they have the widest selection in the Mid-South. They got large SUVs. They got small SUVs. They got compact cars, trucks, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans. Whatever it is you need, they got you covered down there at Landers. Prices starting at just $29.90. And the best part is they got a highly trained, experienced staff. They're on hand, and they want to make this process as easy, as simple, as convenient for you. That means purchasing. That means servicing. That means accessories. My guys down there at Landers, they are going to take care of you. If you get down there and you have a certain vehicle in mind that they don't happen to have in stock, don't worry. Don't sweat it. Just let them know, and they are going to find it for you. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web at LandersMemphis.com. No better time to buy than right now. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, with special guest host Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports.
Jessica Benson back on 92.9 FM ESPN in for Jason and John this week. In case you're just joining us, we're chatting with Will Coleman, former Memphis Tiger and GM of the Bluff City team in the basketball tournament. And we are now joined by a special guest. So we get to hear the theme song, or the fight song theme song, gosh. Again, someone who played together, were a big part of those Coach Cal days, and just got a new gig yesterday as an assistant coach over at University of Arkansas at Little Rock. We were talking to Preston Laird. Preston, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, thanks for having. Did I win the tickets? Am I caller three? Did I get them?
No, that honor goes to Charles Barnes, but like maybe you guys could strike a deal.
Okay,
but I understand. Cool. So Will was telling us you're going to be involved with this Memphis team for the basketball tournament.
Okay, I gotta defer to my GM. Am I allowed to comment on that?
No, he is.
He gave
Oh, he's going to be your assistant coach. How about this? It's all coming together now for you, Will.
It's all coming together.
It is.
So congrats on the new gig. What was it about Little Rock that you thought, you know, this was the right opportunity at the right time for you?
You know, I've been away from the South and specifically Memphis for 7 years. I've gotten really good experience, learned a lot. The past 7 years, had some success at New Mexico State and UNLV and saw the opportunity to get back close to Memphis, close to home. Couldn't pass that up. It's a great fit for me personally and professionally and for Little Rock, and it's an exciting opportunity.
Now, I was really excited about this opportunity to have you and Will on at the same time because I was alerted that you two were actually fraternity brothers at Memphis.
We were.
What fraternity were you in?
We were in Pi Kappa Alpha, which is Pike.
Pike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They sure were. So it was a lot of fun. Will was, you know, obviously Will came from Miami-Dade and, you know, transferred in. And you know, I'd kind of been, you know, being from Memphis, been around. And Will and I really hit it off on the team and kind of brought him around to some events. And, I mean, he was just warmly welcomed and received. And you know, as Will is, he's just charming and personable. And the guys loved him. And he really developed some strong relationships within that group. I think a lot of them are still some of his really close friends.
Now, I mean, obviously, like, radio safe here for a fun Wednesday afternoon, but, like, do you have any crazy stories that are shareable? Or, like, what's your most, I guess, shareable crazy story of those days?
I mean,
Will's looking at me like I just asked, like, the most terrifying question in the world.
No, I got one.
Okay. Oh. Let's go.
Okay. So.
He just got a new job. Let's just be cool here now.
Okay. But I don't think
have
this.
I'm just
Preston,
being real
have you,
here.
Have
Preston.
You signed the paperwork? Yeah. Like, is it all in?
I'm signed.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think this really included Preston.
Oh,
you know,
good.
Preston,
see, none of them did. He was trying to rein you in, I bet.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was the job.
Yeah. We were. So me, Preston was a part of this event, but he wasn't a part of.
The shenanigans? Okay, good.
So we had this event called, it was a GGG Anchor Splash. And we were doing this synchronized swimming stuff. We were trying to do this, and we won. But, like,
Delta Gamma, for those who are not up to speed on sororities and fraternities, I guess. Right?
So we were trying to find a spot to, like, practice or whatever. And, like, I don't even remember who the females were, but, like, back, I don't care what nobody say, back when we was back in school, like, Pikes ran, like, we were running things. We were like it.
Hello,
like
everything.
Everybody wanted, like, they wanted in on the Pikes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, me and a couple other guys, we was like, man, we need to practice. Yeah. And I don't know how it went down, but we ended up at, like, some chick house with, like, her friends. She had, like, this pool and, like, jacuzzi at her crib back somewhere. So we were up at, like, 11 o'clock practicing for, like, the GGG Anchor Splash.
Or an Anchor Splash at a woman's house?
Well, it was just like we was just practicing the swimming.
You needed
in the
somewhere to do synchronized swimming.
Yeah, we needed somewhere to swim.
I'm sure that was
we needed
it,
somewhere to swim. So there's probably
a lot.
Like, you could use our pool.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. And
absolutely.
All the other guys were like, okay. And so we
You were
went.
So lucky Instagram wasn't around.
This is true. This is true.
Oh,
this is
man.
True. But. Yeah, no,
did you win?
We won. And you know,
it paid off.
You know, I think this was at the time. I can't remember if it was Preston or somebody else. We had a pitch hitter come in, you know, donated X amount of dollars right at the last minute to get us over the hump to take out those Sigma Chi's.
Yeah.
Because they didn't like us. They hated on us all the time.
I don't mean to.
Liked them.
I don't mean to.
Sigma Chi was your frat rivalry.
Out.
Yeah.
I don't mean to rat out Preston, but he's still in Vegas, so he's you know on the move and in the middle of all the stuff that's going on out there right now.
Yeah.
Well, he was obviously hired for his synchronized swimming abilities.
Hey, I mean, you know what? I've got one. I'll share one, and it's kind of blending both worlds a little bit. But this was like an iconic moment for me. You know, the Memphis Madness. I think it was. What was it? Your senior year or junior year?
That was my junior year.
Junior year. So. I don't know where the idea came from. Well, maybe you remember, but the dunk contest was a big deal, right? Like DJ Steffens was there, whatever. And so it was like Will and DJ were the big ones. And they were the favorites, obviously. I don't even remember who won. But the idea came up that Will was going to wear a cape, like a Superman cape with our fraternity letters on the cape. And I don't know if you remember it, but he wore that cape and went out there and did that his infamous kiss the rim windmill dunk.
Yes, yes.
And it was like the blending of both worlds for both of us, and it was just so cool on so many levels.
I remember the cape now, and you won that dunk contest, didn't you?
I did.
I think you won.
I did.
How did you beat DJ Steffens in the dunk contest?
It was the cape.
It was the cape, man.
That's ridiculous.
It's the
and
cape.
No disrespect to you, because I love you.
But you know what's crazy? Whenever me and DJ, like in practice, whenever we would always, and I love DJ.
I love
DJ
both of you.
For this, because DJ was the only individual who was not afraid to go up in the air with me when it was time to dunk the ball.
Trying to block you.
Yeah, but we'd never
dangerous, both
ever, ever dunked on one another.
You didn't.
he either blocked mine or I blocked his.
No, but you are a little heavier than DJ.
Yeah.
So you probably would've...
But it didn't matter with DJ because he was able to jump
so
over
high.
Anybody.
Yeah.
But it's like our timing. That's just when you dunk the ball all the time or when you're a shot blocker, your timing is just impeccable. Obviously you're gonna get dunked on sometimes, but like I say 98, we'll say 99% of the time, you're going to get a block. And we never, ever.
Jessica, I need to help you out here because this is before you got here. But this is peak before Josh and stuff and the Cal years going. And these guys were doing these madness events. And the madness events started from Cal early 2000s. And he started with TV giveaways. And it got to this moment where he had a class with these guys in it. And they're doing dunk contests. And DJ Steffens, did he jump higher after he left college? Because he could always jump.
I think it was after.
But he developed even more hops.
I think it was after.
But he and Will and these guys, to Preston's point, they started what we now know as Memphis Madness at the Forum, where we have the bigger crowds. And, I mean, the dunk contest was legit. I do remember that cape. And there's got to be no other way but the cape that got you that win, I think. Because both of you, I mean, DJ could jump out of the gym. And obviously
still can.
Yeah, I mean, he's a crazy leaper. He did a thing here when Vernon was doing the show in the back, and they did like a vert contest in the back, and he jumped. And you know these big doors in the back here? It's like it's literally 12, 13 feet, and he's putting his hand and touching it, and there's a mark probably still there. I mean, just crazy leaping ability.
But yeah, DJ was here.
Yeah, DJ was here.
And you've gotten a little more bulkier, like, in terms of muscle, so the vert may not be there, but the beef is there.
The vert's still there.
Is it?
The vert's still there.
Are you
it's just
throw
not
there
when you play church league.
Can you do it in the TBT this week?
TBT, yeah.
You'll see it this week.
It's going to happen, yeah.
Okay.
Chris Crawford.
Amazing.
Between Chris Crawford and I think a lot of people, they always, and huge credit to, you know, Matt Dunn, who was my junior college coach. He's going to be head coach. But, like, he was – I don't know how, but the guy's a genius. And he was able to – he had me when I was in Miami for junior college.
Miami-Dade.
Matt Dunn had me come up to Memphis. I was probably at 280 and was still able to leap how I can. And, like, it got to a point where it was like, I got to lose weight, man. This doesn't feel good.
Right.
Jumping as high as I was and being as big as I was, it just didn't feel good. So I was always able to keep my athleticism along with the weightlifting. So it was always a blessing for sure.
Well, I have you both here. One more thing before I let you guys go. You talk about the good old days of Memphis Madness, and we're now kind of entering back into the good times of Memphis Tigers basketball here in Memphis. If you could give, and you can kind of tag team on this, if you could give any piece of advice to this class and this team for this upcoming season, what would it be?
I'll let you go first, Preston.
I would just say, and I was listening to Will earlier, talking about him being so young. But I would just say, really, no one's successes, no one's problems are bigger than the team. Everything is about the team. So that's going to be the biggest thing and the biggest adjustment that, you know, in my professional opinion, that they're going to have to overcome is all that success and all those accolades and all the hype that they're going to get. They just can't let it be about them as individuals. It all has to be about Memphis Tiger basketball in the city.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Coach, one other question I want to put a plug in for you. Are you now actively recruiting?
Yeah, I was going to ask. Does Memphis need to watch out now?
Where are we going with that? Yeah.
Am I recruiting for what?
You're now active on the recruiting trail, I assume, with the new gig, right?
Yeah, most definitely. So I got to be careful about what I say about recruiting.
Follow.
Watch out. But things get serious now. Well, we certainly appreciate you both coming on here and doing a little bit down memory lane. And we look forward to seeing both of you over at the basketball tournament that starts this Friday, El Marrone Fieldhouse, here at Memphis. Tickets at thetournament.com. Preston Laird, Will Coleman, thank you so much for joining us.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.